Hello and welcome to the Up North Halo podcast. I am the host, Nicholas Eggdorf, and the Angels have played almost a week's worth of games now, so I am excited to break them down. I'm so excited that I decided I'm going to drop a midweek episode to take you into the weekend. So they have played five games, one against the White Sox, one against the Giants, one against the A's, one against the Brewers, and today's game against the Royals. I will be breaking all those down and just going to jump right into Sunday's game because it was probably the best of the week. And Reed Detmers started, had a very good outing, two innings pitched, two hits allowed, but five Ks. Oh boy, he looked real good. Had some good stuff. Looked like an absolute dog out there for two innings, but, you know, it is what it is. Fantastic game. Love to see him popping off. And there was a couple guys who showed up pretty early. The Angels ended up scoring a lot of their runs early in the game. And in the first inning, they scored one run. That was via an Anthony Rendon RBI single that scored Otani. And they did score three runs in the second. That was via a Taylor Ward double that scored Jake Lamb and Brandon Drury. And Mike Trout doubled, shocker, and scores Taylor Ward. That was partly because Taylor Ward is batting in front of Trout, and Taylor Ward gets on base. So we need to see more of this in the regular season. So far, I'm liking the lineup where Trout bats behind Ward, Otani bats behind him, and it's working. And speaking of things that are working, Anthony Rendon came through again in this game, this time going deep in the bottom of the third, and it was an absolute moonshot to left field. And then immediately after, Hunter Renfroe goes back to back. And both of these were very similarly located. And they both just went out here. They were just gone. And that wasn't the end of it. Aaron Whitefield singled, scoring Jake Lamb went to third. Kyron Paris scores the run. And that was it for the offense after the third inning. But all in all, good day for the boys offensively. Nothing else, really. They were all shut down afterwards. But Mason Erla, who relieved Reed Detmers after the second inning, went one inning with 1K, two walks, unfortunately. Jose Quijada followed him up, 1K and a walk. Andrew Wance, one inning, one hit, 1K. Zach Weiss, one hit, 2Ks, very good. And I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about these next two guys because they did some fun stuff. Ben Joyce, the fireballer, Mr. 105. And he threw really good, 2Ks in his one inning and sitting, you know, 99 casually, you know, being able to run it up to 102. And that was a slow day for him, let's be real. But this kid is just absolutely nails. And he has a legitimate chance to make the bullpen out of spring. I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's going to need just a little bit more seasoning. You will see him at some point in the rotation of bullpen arms when someone goes down or is underperforming or something happening in the middle of the season that's unexpected. And you'll see the next guy, Sam Bachman, probably in 2024. But he is one inning pitched, 3Ks. You don't get much better than that for effective pitching. It is 3Ks in an inning. Not too shabby. Very good stuff. And Coleman Crowe finished the day. One inning, no hits, no walks, no strikeouts, no anything. Just plain and simple. Get her done. And that was a very quality game for the guys. A 7-0 win. Honestly, wins and losses do not matter whatsoever, but it's always nice when you're securing W's. I mean, they are second in the Cactus League, which is pretty much worth less than nothing, but it is cool. You know, you don't get an award or anything like that, but it's one of those things that's kind of, hey, we're not last, you know? So, gotta love that. Granted, they're 4-2 and are second, but whatever. Anyways, moving on to the San Francisco game. I think this was one of the games that was not televised. And all of these spring training games, I am unfortunately not able to watch, even if they are televised, because they go on directly in the middle of when I work. At least during the weekdays, I can't watch them. But on the weekends, I will do my best to watch games. But yeah, it's unfortunate timing. The regular season, I will be able to watch games because they're on at like 5, 6 o'clock. So that's a lot more manageable. I can actually watch instead of just going off of Instagram videos and condensed games and other breakdowns of how things happened and radio if I'm on break or whatever. I chuck that on and see if I can listen to that. But anyways, that's beside the point. I'm going to get into the Giants game. They did lose this game 8-6. Was a relatively back and forth game. They scored 6 runs on 9 hits, no errors. Jaime Barilla got the loss, unfortunately, but this game started out with a bit of a bang, and that was Luis Ranjifo, who has been, in my opinion, the breakout player of spring. He's had a phenomenal start, and I'm starting to turn a corner. I had this weird gut feeling about Ranjifo that he just has that ick kind of factor to me that I just don't think it's going to work. I don't know why. It's just one of those weird things that your gut just tells you something is off. But he is proving me wrong, and I could not be happier. It was a 2-run shot. Jared Walsh also scored. And we had no more offense from the Angels until the 5th inning. Trey Cabbage doubled, scoring Teodosio. And later in the inning, Gio Urshela singled to score Cabbage. So pretty quickly after, and then followed that up in the 6th inning where Aaron Whitefield grounded into shallow infield, Shane Matheny scored to Logan Wyatt, and Michael Stefanik scored. So that was the play, so it was just a fielder's choice. And until the 8th inning, Joe Adell scores on a wild pitch, and Andrew Velasquez is called on strikes at the same time. Funny. And that was it for the offense. So, scored 6 runs. Nothing too crazy. 6 runs in a spring training game isn't insane, but it isn't a ton. But Patrick Sandoval did start this game, and he looked really good. I am going to be taking the under on every Patrick Sandoval prop that I can find for the regular season. And he allowed 1 hit in his 2 innings of work. Good stuff. Love to see that. Sandoval is an absolute beauty, and he was relieved by Jaime Barilla, who we did talk about earlier a little bit. Not much. He went 2 innings, allowed 4 hits, 4 earned runs, and got a strikeout. No walks, though, which is always good, but allowing runs is pretty yeesh. But. And Carlos Estevez followed up into the next inning, and he struggled. And that's unfortunate. He had 1 hit allowed, 3 earned runs, and 2 walks with a nice low ERA of 81, but that'll come back down. Duh. Having an 81 ERA doesn't usually stick around for very long. And, you know, unfortunate stuff. Letting up a bunch of runs in a third of an inning is not great. And Soriano came in, shut it down, allowed a hit. Got his 2 outs, and the human glitch came in afterwards. Jimmy Hergett, 2 Ks and a walk and 1 hit allowed in his 1 inning. And Garza came in for the next inning, allowing 1 hit, 1 walk and a strikeout. Nice job. I don't even know how to pronounce this name. I'm going to take one guess. Cam Vinaux. It's V-I-E-U-A-X. There is 4 vowels back to back to back to back. That is an interesting one, but we're going to go with it. Cam Vinaux. Sure. He pitched not bad. He did allow a run, though, unfortunately. But 1 hit, 1 earned run, 1 strikeout and a walk. So stranded a runner, at least. So that's good. And Jonathan Diaz closed out the game, getting 2 Ks in his 1 inning of work. And that was about it. There you go. So that was Monday's game. 8-6 loss, unfortunately, but potentially one of my favorite games of the week was the Angels and Athletics game. And this was Ohtani's one start before he jumped on a plane to go to Japan for the World Baseball Classic. And this was a pretty solid game. Ohtani pitched pretty well, and he was opposed by, I can't even remember his name, Shintaro Fujinami on the Athletics, who was also from Japan. Sorry, I am struggling to talk right now. But he pitched pretty solid. He did get laser beamed early. He had one hit that just went right off of him. He did shake it off and continue to play. 3 Ks, 3 walks, not too bad for Fujinami. I want to see more of him because I want to see baseball grow as a game, and getting more players from Japan, more players from everywhere else in the world, especially all the Asian countries. I want to see more. So hopefully this guy, you know, no lingering injury off of the rocket he took early. But anyways, getting into the Angels side of things, Shohei went 2 1/3, 2 Ks, 2 walks, no runs, no hits. And Luke Murphy came in for him, got his 2 outs, 1 K. Jonathan Holder came in the next inning and did not make it out of the inning. He recorded 2 outs, but he did allow 2 hits, 3 earned runs, got 1 strikeout, but he did allow 2 walks as well. Colton Ingram came in after that, finished it up, got his one out. He did allow a hit, though. And Jacob Webb, who has also had a not bad spring, he's got 1K in his one inning, but he did walk 2 guys. But Jacob's been pitching pretty good from what I've seen. And a guy who kind of surprises me a little bit that does sort of have a chance at making this team is Chris Devinsky. He didn't really help his case in this A's game too much with 2 hits, 2 earned runs, and a walk. Or sorry, and a strikeout to go with that. He didn't walk anybody. But I think Chris kind of has a chance. He's a former Astro. To see him come over here would be nice, to see if he can lend any sort of wisdom and counsel to these guys on how to pitch these Astros hitters. That would be real nice. But he did get a minor league deal. He was a non-roster invitee, so probably just a depth guy, unfortunately. But he did get followed up by Kenny Rosenberg, who allowed 2 hits but got 3 Ks in his 2 innings. And Jake Kalish, who closed out the game, got 2 walks but nothing else. No hits, no strikeouts, no runs. Solid day. And onto the bats. They did score 11 runs, so it was a good day for the boys. And it got started in the 4th inning. And I'm going to spend a little bit more time on this than I did for anything else, because I do have a follow-up to this. And Logan Ohapi hits his first home run of the spring. Oppo Taco, right center field. And it was not quite a wall scraper, but it got out a bit. He had a little bit of weight behind that one. And it was a nice, smooth, effortless power swing. And you love to see that. And it did score Joe Adell, so it was a 2 RBI bomb. Love to see that. But I do have a question. Where the fuck is Max Stassi? I haven't seen him since the first media day. Like, he is nowhere to be found. Is he just totally gun-shy of being on camera that Ohapi's taken his place? Or is he prepping for the World Baseball Classic in the shadows? I haven't heard a peep from this guy. I might want to start recommending that we start putting him on a milk carton, or I don't know what to do. Should we contact his family? Is he okay? I don't even know what's happened to Stassi. Yeah, so got lots of questions about that. And I mean, he is going to be playing in the World Baseball Classic, so if he doesn't show up for that for some mysterious reason, then we have some real cause for concern. But maybe it's a mysterious injury that he's just hiding from everybody, so nobody doesn't panic and say, oh my god, we're relying on Ohapi, we're relying on our rookie, oh my god, we're gonna lose, just causing chaos. But who knows what's up with him. I hope everything's okay and he's just okay in general, just taking it slow. But yeah, where the hell is he? Anyways, moving on, top of the 5th, Jake Lamb also hit a home run. it was also a 3-run shot, which scored Renhifo and Fletcher as well. And that was also a nice hit. Good smooth swing. And I believe he took Ken Walichuk deep. And that was off of one of the A's better pitchers, too. So to see one of their best prospects getting taken deep, that's always good to see. So when you're taking some of the better players out of the yard in spring training, that's good. That usually means you're feeling it. So seeing anyone go up against a major league regular, and to call the A's a major league regular caliber team, is a bit of a stretch. I mean, just a tiny bit of insult to A's fans. Not a lot. I don't have anything against them, but just a little bit of fuel to the fire, let's say. But yeah, that's always good stuff to see a home run off of a good prospect like that. And the next inning, in the top of the sixth, Kyren Paris triples to right. Levon Soto and Aaron Whitefield both score. Love to see that. Kyren is still very young. I would love to see him make a nice jump this year. Good stuff out of him. And we also had a lot more offense in the seventh inning, which was very interesting. Jose Godoy scored on a wild pitch. That's not something you see super often. Kyren Paris walked. Zach Neto went to second. Teodosio went to third. And Luis Barrera scored on that. So, yikes. That's not great to walk with the bases loaded. Kyren Paris also came up in the ninth inning and he doubled the left center. Zach Neto and Luis Barrera scored. And that was pretty much the game. The boys came out swinging and the pitchers didn't do too bad, only allowing 7 hits. Not too bad. Yeah, good game all around. And now moving on to the Brewers game, which was a little bit lower scoring for a spring training game, considering it was only 4-3. The Angels ended up coming out on top, had 6 hits, and there was one error that was via Anthony Rendon's throw. I'm not at all concerned. It's Anthony Rendon. He made a throwing error. No big deal. Shit happens. But this was the Chase Silseth start, and he went up against Lucas Urkeg. Yeah, I think it's Urkeg. And he only went 2/3 of an inning before he got pulled. He allowed 2 hits, 3 earned runs, had 2 walks, and the Angels really jumped on him early. That was good to see them get some early runs off of him. And that's always good to knock out a starter early, even in spring. Doesn't matter too much. But moving on to Silseth, who did pretty solid, aside from, yeah, actually, you know what? Scratch that. He didn't have a great game. He went 2 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned runs, did have 4 strikeouts, so he did kind of salvage his day a little bit, but 1 walk as well. Wasn't a fantastic outing, but, you know, it's going to happen. It's still early. I still want to see him as the 6th starter. It will probably be Griffin Canning as it kind of sits right now. I still want to see Silseth, man. I really think this guy has a very, very bright future. And I hope he does have a lot of time in the majors this year if he isn't the 6th starter. I hope he's like a bullpen piece, maybe like a long relief guy for some stretch of the summer. Or maybe even down the stretch as we're pushing for the playoffs, maybe. Yeah, speak it into existence. Come on, do something. May as well. And Eric Torres, who followed him up, 3 walks, but no runs, no hits. Yeah, and then Aaron Loop, who followed him out of the pen, got 2 Ks and a walk. Ryan Tepera, 1 hit, but nothing else in his 1 inning. Matt Moore did struggle a little bit. Allowed 2 hits and an earned run. No Ks, no walks. Very little damage. He allowed a run. Big deal. Jose Quijada went 1 inning, got 1 K and allowed 2 walks. Andrew Wance got 2 Ks in his 1 inning. And Gerardo Reyes recorded the save in his 1 inning of work. He allowed 1 hit and got a strikeout. So good day sort of for the pitchers, aside from maybe Silseth and Moore, who allowed runs. But, you know, that's going to happen. You're not going to shut a team out every week, every game. But, yeah, nice job for the boys. allowed a couple runs, but Anthony Rendon, who has been very good this spring and very quietly put together a good spring, I might add. People are not talking about him as much as they should be. I will hold that. I'll hold that take for a little bit because we are six games into spring. Give it a little time. I am kind of overreacting a little bit to this just because we have fresh baseball. So I'm going to take every little bit of information I can and just run with it until I'm proven wrong. So Anthony Rendon is winning MVP this year. Sorry. Jared Walsh went to second, Trout to third, Taylor Ward scored on the single. Hunter Renfroe grounded out, and Anthony Rendon was out at second on the fielder's choice. Walsh to third, and Trouty scores. Brandon Drury doubles, and Jared Walsh scores in the bottom of the first, so three runs right out the gate. And in the fourth inning, which is the last inning the Angels scored runs, Matt Theis grounds out to first, and Hunter Renfroe scores, and that was pretty much it for the game. All the offense was done in the fourth inning for the Angels. After that, the bats kind of went quiet. And today's game was against the Kansas City Royals. They did lose 8-4. The game was pretty much over after the fourth inning when the Royals put up a four spot. I'll get to that in a minute. But they did score early. They jumped on Mike Mayers. They scored three runs. He was actually pulled in the first inning, but he did come back in to start the second, which in spring training you can do that and other exhibition games. So to start out the game, we had Tucker Davidson, who did not have his A stuff, unlike he did on Saturday. Balances out a little bit. Had three hits, two earned runs, but he did have three Ks, which is enough for me to hit my over two strikeouts prop, so love to see that. But anyways, he was followed up by Ben Joyce out of the pen, who allowed one hit, one strikeout, and two walks. Zach Weiss, who was unfortunately the guy who allowed the four spot, four hits, four earned runs, no walks, no strikeouts. He did allow a home run. I believe that was to Salvador Perez. And Justin Garza came in the next inning, allowed one hit, nothing else. Austin Warren followed him, one hit, two strikeouts, no damage. And Nash Walters, who came out next, was one hit, two strikeouts as well. And Cesar Valdez came in the ninth, allowed four hits, two runs, both of them earned, one strikeout, and one home run as well, which is unfortunate to see. But the Angels did put up a little bit of a fight in the middle of the game after that. They did allow Jose Godoy to score in the second or the eighth inning. So Taylor Jones scores on the Godoy double. And that was pretty much it for the effort. It was pretty much over in the middle of the game. The Royals put up 15 hits, scored eight runs. The Angels got four runs on six hits and unfortunately did have two errors. And that pretty much wraps up the games that have been played up to this date. And so far, I've got a couple guys that I've really been excited to see. Kevin Padlo's played really well. Ben Joyce is doing solid, throwing absolute gas. Luis Renjifo's played really well, as I mentioned. I've been pretty impressed with how Brett Phillips has played. Joe Adell started out pretty good. He slowed down a little bit, but still looking decent. And there's a couple pitchers who I'm excited to see, like Tyler Anderson, who does get the nod against his former club. Tomorrow, the game will be played at 12:10, Pacific time, that is. And he will be going up against Tony Gonsolin. So that'll be an interesting game. I'd imagine pretty short starts for both of them, probably about two innings. But yeah, that's at Tempe, so love to see that. Another home game. And then after that, they play on the road at the Cubs. And on Sunday, which I will probably be recording either prior, during, or after that game. It'll probably be near the tail end of the game, I'd imagine. Actually, you know, I just realized I said either before, during, or after the game. Well, no shit, buddy. It has to be one of those three. but it'll probably be during the game. I kind of want to, yeah, that'll be in Texas or against Texas on the road. And that'll also be a split squad game because the Reds will be playing in Tempe against the Angels. So that is how the rest of the week shapes out. We don't have any more confirmed starters, I don't believe. No. Oh, sorry. Detmers will be going against the Cubs, but no more after that. No. Okay, that's what I thought. And that is all I've got for you today. I do want to see what any sort of feedback about the Thursday episode. I'm going to try doing this more often. I would like to have something that kind of sends everyone into the weekend and then on the weekend break down what's happened. Any sort of thoughts on that? I would love that. Just hit me up on Instagram or Twitter at UpNorthHalo. I'm looking to grow my followers on Twitter so I can be a little more active on there. Please give me an incentive to use Twitter. I'm really bad about trying to use it right now. But anyways, that's all I got for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed. Hopefully you're enjoying the spring training game so far. And most of all, go Halos.